Now presenting the Webcomic Beacon Newscast.
Welcome one and all again to the Webcomic Beacon episode 149. This is the newscast for December 12th, 2010. You can find all this and more at webcomicbeacon.com. I'm, of course, your host, Ross Scott of The System, which can be found at systemcomic.com. To my metaphorical left is Alex of Alex's Guide, which can be found at alexsguide.net. Hi, Alex.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. And sitting metaphorically across from me, diametrically opposed to everything I say, is Fess of PSI, which can be found at psiwebcomic.com. Fess, how are you?
I'm right, but I moved. I'm way over here now.
Oh, geez, I didn't see that. Bogies, you can't shake them. So, it has been a fun amount of time. We have had 2 weeks full of news. So let's jump right into it, shall we? First article up. By the way, if you find any articles that you would like to send to us here at the Webcomic Beacon, please feel free to do so through our email address, webcomicbeacon@gmail.com, or anywhere through the website. By the way, so first article, Diamond is all set to launch a digital comics distribution service that is going to somehow run through comic stores. According to an article on bleedingcool.com, though I also saw it in a few other places, Diamond Comics is looking to get into the digital distribution game in a new way. What do you guys think about that?
Wave of the future.
It is the wave of the future. I'm kind of confused by the whole wanting to do it through comic stores bit.
I wonder if it'll be sort of like an iTunes gift card kind of thing, where you buy like a certain amount of money on a little like card in the comic shop, and then you can go on to the digital Diamond iComics app and then download things like that.
I think it's like how people with Nintendo DSs can go into game stores, or at least they used to be able to, and then download particular demos that Nintendo had sent to these game stores, so they could, you know, Nintendo Wi-Fi download. Though why you just can't, you know, hook up to a Wi-Fi and do this over the internet.
It does seem like a lot, like you were saying, Alex, it's going to go kind of the Apple gift card store kind of route with it. I just wonder, since this is in the early stages, if by the time Diamond gets to it, all these other ones that we talked about in previous weeks are going to beat them to the punch and no one's going to care by the time this one launches.
Right. I think it might be a try to get their butts out to these stores, which might be hurting. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. I've not been in
that
scene.
It's always nice when we can get, you know, the small comic shops involved.
Yeah.
So they don't all go under.
I mean,
I approve.
Yeah, I'm just not sure how exactly they're going to fit into the process in a way that does the comic shops any good. I care more about the comic shops surviving than Diamond. So, I would rather that the comic shops banded together and put together something like this than Diamond doing it. But Diamond has categorically not had its act together for so long now that it's obviously, I haven't seen anything of the actual product, but I gotta doubt it's gonna be any good. It is so hard to get anything done with Diamond. Though props to my two friends that actually work there. But Diamond as a whole is a very like old school thought kind of company. So this feels to me, especially that it's 2010, they're just starting this, like more like, oh, other people are doing that, I guess we should too, as opposed to a good, new, fresh idea.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The addictable Me Toos.
Oh, yeah. So on to the next article, shall we? Over at the Webcomic Factory, and also mentioned on the Webcomics Weekly podcast, seen on Fleen as well, we have an article by Tony D, who's the artist behind, I'm trying to find clever ways to put this, he's the artist behind Superfrat, which is a webcomic that's been running for a really long time. It's really good if you haven't checked it out. It pretty much Google that, comes right up. He's been doing cons for the past 15 years, and he comes out saying, "I'm not sure if it's really worth it anymore."
I mean,
Alex,
yeah.
Alex, how long you been going to conventions for?
Since 2006,
Okay, at
so
best.
about 4 years, going on five.
As long as I've been going to conventions for, I go to conventions differently. I don't make money when I go to conventions because I have nothing to sell it. I go purely for promotional purposes. And I think what he's talking about is that, I mean, once you get to a certain point where your numbers are tens of thousands of readers, you don't really need to go to conventions anymore to sell all your stuff because you likely have people buying stuff online already. Of course, you know, your fans probably still would like to meet you at some point, but I think that's what he's talking about. When you're big enough, you don't need to go to conventions to make money anymore, to make those connections, though I still think it's very important, especially for those still building their rapport with readers and audience.
Well, the thing I gotta say, I don't know, you can do things though at a convention that you just cannot do online, you know? I mean, people will find you at a convention, and if you're, I mean, I think it's a matter of what you want to get out of it. I mean, like you were saying, promotion is a totally valid reason to go to a convention. Making money is a valid reason, but you kind of have to know what you want to get out of it to do it. I mean, here's the thing though. I have this very gung-ho attitude about conventions. It's where some of the greatest things that have happened to me have happened because business professional people are there. I've met other cartoonists there. I've made connections and had stories that you cannot have online, you know? But at the same time, I haven't been going to them for 15 years. So I gotta say, I don't know if I have 15 years worth of convention going in me.
For me, at this point, I've been treating my comics and art as a business now for 2 years. For me, the time for me going to conventions for fun is really kind of over because you go to the same ones over and over. It's just sort of the same thing always happening. And so if you want to be, more involved in it, you have to, go a little bit further with it. So with artist alleys and stuff, I still have a lot of fun at conventions and I really enjoy them, but my primary goal in going to them is to make money. So I kind of definitely see the point in a lot of these discussions that are going on. I myself have been like trying to trim off the fat and skipping the less profitable ones and sort of bringing in new ones. And there's always a risk with going with some of the bigger ones that I'm going after. Like I'm going to try to go to ASEN and Otakon this year and stuff like that. But I mean, I'm trying to branch out and find a good sweet spot where I can sort of sustain myself with this because, my advertising isn't that great yet and conventions are my primary way of making money.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Selling things online versus selling things in person. I mean, my comic, God bless it. Not super, the most popular thing ever, systemcomic.com. But, same time, I can do good sales at a convention. I mean, I went to New York Comic Con. I more than covered costs, I came away from it, even after covering all my costs, with a profit, which, you can do if you're smart about it, and I didn't even break my back doing it. I know that one of the things that Tony talks about in the article is putting so much time in every day. And yeah, I put in a lot of time, and I was standing there for a while, and it got kind of boring at times. But I got really good at the Jedi mind trick of just kind of making eye contact with people that are wondering why I'm making eye contact with them. And
The stare
then
down.
they don't come by right then, but then 2 minutes later, they sneak back around and come over. And man, it is so funny when that happens. And it's all, I mean, there's ways of doing it. There's ways of doing it and doing it well. And yes, I just got a voicemail.
Props help.
Oh yeah, props totally help. I have what I like to call the Tower of Comics, which is a just stack of five comics printed really big that are just People don't even look at me. They just come up and start reading them down the line. I do
Yeah.
variety of types of like subject matter because I'm a joke a day kind of person, so it can do that.
Right.
And people come up and they read it and they laugh at one, and then I say, "You can have that for $5," and they say, "Great." And it cost me, like 50 cents to make. So,
But it's a good print.
right. Oh, yeah. It's a good print.
It's not like the home printer with Xerox paper and.
No, it's a good home printer with 13 by 19 Epson photo quality paper.
There you go.
Yeah. But you know what? It's a $300 investment that is more than paid off.
Yeah.
So, everyone, don't steal my idea or I'll shoot you in the face.
I'll send Jimmy after you.
Yeah, Jimmy the murder dog, he'll get you.
He will get you.
But the other part about this article, if I may, is that he ta says that conventions themselves are in part going the way of the dodo. What do you guys think? Do you th guys think conventions are going anywhere anytime soon?
Well, I feel like, at least in my part of the country, that artist alleys and crap have just exploded over the last 5 years, and it's really hard to stand out. And like he says, I think he talks about, pinup artists and stuff like that who just sort of sit there and draw for money all weekend. And I definitely relate to that just because I go to all these anime conventions and I have my awesome comics and original stuff, and I'm being outsold by like 10 times by the Naruto fan art next to me.
Oh yeah.
And I'm only a little bitter about that. So yeah.
Well, this
It's hard. It's kind of hard to stand out sometimes among all the,
I think it's
more
because more and more conventions are being added. That people may not know or it's like the going public, the people that you want to come to buy stuff. It's like conventions are a little bit seem to be a little bit more sold to the people that are going to be buying a table there. Or showcasing there. In Minnesota, last summer we had for the first time something called MIX, the Minneapolis Indie Expo, and it was an expo. We had to buy our tables, free admission for people to come in, and it did so well. The place that we were in, it's not going to be big enough for it next year. And that's maybe more expos will be popping up where it's basically it's there's no dealers, like there's no. There's no, it's just the creators and artists and comic creators that are just there. It could be just Minnesota's market as well for comics, but that seemed to be really successful. And as far as stuff in Minnesota, as far as there's Fall Con and Spring Con, they're
Yeah,
what you
you
go
put
for.
con at the end of something and it pretty much exists somewhere.
Right.
The thing is, though, like as much as conventions are something that's fluctuating, like the fantasy ones are dying out, the sci-fi ones aren't doing so great, the comic ones have gotten stagnant, but or changed into movie conventions or whatever. But there are other venues out there in places to sell your stuff if this is something you want to do. I've friends that do amazing sales, better than I guarantee, better than most professional full-timers, and they're barely online, but they go to craft fairs and tattoo conventions and all these other places where instead of being amongst a sea of comics, they are the one comic amongst a sea of other things, and they suddenly
Yeah.
have this just air like suddenly it's the most interesting thing in the room, whereas before
Yeah,
I was good, but
talking to Allison, the writer for Knit Princess, and I was asking her,
Ah.
'cause she goes to like knitting shows and stuff like that, and I was
Yeah,
asking her for
totally.
those, how she does for those, and she says, "Oh man, I do so much better at the knitting and crafting fairs than I do at comic
Oh, I
conventions."
have no doubt. No
Yeah.
doubt. And I tried to actually do the same thing for graphic design, but graphic design conventions are ridiculously expensive. So I've yet to find, but man, I would love to go to like TypeCon or something really nerdy like that and have Helvetica shirts and have someone yell at me about using Fede Fraktur, the open type format versus the true type for, oh man, that I would live for that, but nah, it's too expensive. Okay, well, we need to keep going. So, let's move on to the next article. Let's see. The Adjusted, multi-device solution for distribution. The Adjusted webcomic sells multimedia packet for iPhone and iPad without going through the App Store. So this is basically a way of circumventing the craziness of going through getting your stuff into the Apple App Store and into the Android App Store. And thanks to AmericansConsumerNews.com, something that we don't normally see here in the Webcomic Beacon. So I gotta say, I'm up on the idea of finally getting around the App Store because I know a lot of people that have hit snags with it. Have any guys tried to deal with the App Store at all?
I've not.
No.
I also don't download, I mean, I have an Android, but I don't download apps for comics. I have an Android. I can go to the website. And also there is I think there's a WordPress plugin called the WP Touch, which has a free and a pay version, which will convert your WordPress into a mobile-friendly site. However, I've not worked extensively with it,
Oh, it's pretty solid. I've used it.
but the point is that they're just using your browser, and that's the thing. It's like all these other little different aspects of all these online capable devices, the one thing they have in common are typically browser. And I think that's what they're doing. And basically, you have this link, go to this link, see our stuff. But it sounds like this particular thing is a pay sort of whatever they're doing. So I'm not too familiar with what they're doing. But the idea is sound basically sculpting a site, a site that's mobile friendly, is what we're going to take away from this, I think.
Well, I guess that really depends a lot on your plan. I mean, are you trying to make money off the app, which, let's face it, most people probably wouldn't be able to do, or are you trying to just get your stuff to the people another way? Because then, yeah, I agree. The mobile is the way to go. And I think unless you're making like Angry Birds of webcomics, you're not going to have that. You're only going to have you're only gonna just succeed in getting your stuff out there. In which case, hey, get it to them any way you can. And if you've got programming buddies that are willing to build you an HTML5, a Flash, and whatever else you need to do it on every platform, hey, go nuts.
Yeah. We have a comment from Tree Lobsters in our chat room, which he says the best way around an Apple App Store is Android phone.
Yeah. That's. Yeah, I can't defend Apple anymore. I just can't. I can't bring myself to do it. I mean, I've still got my iPhone, but these days I've seen too many droids do too many cool things while mine gets slower and slower with each update. All right, on to
I do have to say one thing.
yeah.
Lem of who does the
Buddy.
art for Lemo, who does the art for Blanket Comic,
Oh, okay.
he says that Apple is great if you buy into their Kool-Aid, but turn on them and they will write you off, or something like. I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, basically, Apple is great if you buy into their Kool-Aid is what he said. So.
It's true. It's good if you collect them all. It's like Pokemans.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up,
Apple Mom.
oh man, that's a ringtone right there.
I could sing the
For
whole
my
song.
iPhone, perfectly enough. So, next up we have the former president or the former lead of Zuda Comics has been promoted or has accepted a position rather. It's hard to say if it's a promotion, to VP of Online for DC Entertainment. By the way, this guy's name is Ron Peraza. He's pretty popular on the Twitters, for those that are looking for him. It's just Prazza. And yeah, he's moved on to DC Online. So it seems like, the guy that's the visionary behind Zuda Comics, for all of its foibles, was a pretty solid effort. Putting him in charge of something even bigger seems like well, mazel tov to him. Let's say that. But also, I think we're going to see some big things in store from DC's online division. Yeah. Have you guys, either of you guys ever had any experience with Zuda?
Only in viewing it, and it sucked.
I did help Eric Dramos with a group project he did. I did one page of a 7-page comic for Zuda.
Oh, right. He was trying that whole thing.
Vampires or
Yeah.
Yeah.
vampires and werewolves and things like that.
Oh, how original. Kidding.
It was kind of an
Oh,
interesting project because each page built on what the last person did, and there wasn't any set script or anything. So
yeah.
you just
Oh,
kind of
yeah. Oh.
It was a
No,
jam
from the
entry.
end of the last person's page. Yeah, it was sort of a collaborative. It was almost like a jam, a comic jam.
It was a jam, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, speaking of werewolves, the best Zooda comic I ever read was, of course, I'm going to read High Noon, was it called? High Moon? Was it the? It was. I mean, it's the one that won the Zooda contest. Steve Ellis and Gallagher. It's good stuff. Check it out. Okay, so yeah, on to the next one. I'm so happy that we're going to get a chance to cover this.
Okay.
So, Ryan Estrada, webcomics own traveling Shaolin monk, decided that he wanted to make an animated movie. Now, he's been talking about this for a long time. A while back, he wanted to do a movie that had at least two of the Sports Night cast in it. I remember signing some sort of petition for that sort of thing. And anyway, now he's decided instead of trying to go through funding and all that stuff, he's just going to take a month and make an animated feature by himself.
Well, didn't he have a Kickstarter or just called out for donations or something?
Well, that's the crazy thing. When he started it, he had no intention of a Kickstarter or anything.
He
He
was
just
just going
said,
to
"I'm going
do
to do
it.
this." Yeah, he just did. And yeah, it's crazy because when he started it, like he that didn't occur to him. He is
Kickstarter,
that
what's
insane.
that?
I know. Gee, make money on it? What? But yeah, he's going for it. Now, anyone else, I would say no chance in hell, but this is the man that had Ryan Estrada Day and did how many comics was it? Guest comics. He appeared on like over 70 comics
Yeah.
sites as a guest comic at the same time.
I'm sure he
He
took a
approached it
couple of
all ahead of
weeks to
time.
build them
It was
up.
amazing.
But
So
yeah.
anyway, you can check out all this and more. He's got a Tumblr set up. It's called 1monthanimatedfeature.tumblr.com. And checking out his progress. He's about halfway through at this point.
Oh, wow.
And things are starting to come together. So be sure to go and check it out. And latest post is all about his beard. Can't go wrong there.
Yeah, it's a very impressive picture of his beard.
Alrighty, we got a couple more bits of news here. Alex will finish off with a fairly big one, as well as I'm going to take a big one right now. This has everything to do with Comic Press, of what it was and what it will be. Particularly, well, anybody these days who works with Comic Press is probably familiar with the lead. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say it, lead programmer Frumpf, which you can follow on Twitter at Frumpf, and I think he's at frumpf.net, but you can also go to comicpress.net. Essentially, I think it's comicpress.com or .org, whatever the original Comic Press was. I think it was since 2.5 or 2.6 he's been, heavily lead programmer for Comic Press.
Frump is in the chat room and would like to point out that it's .org.
.org, yeah, the original site is .org, and he's at comicpress.net. So basically, with maybe not all that much recognition, and of course, no donations on the original Comic Press site had gone to him and his efforts. He's setting up his own site. He's also working on his own comic authoring WordPress called Comic Easel, and you can find out more of that information on his websites as well. Essentially, it sounds like he's going to be continuing Comic Press kind of as it is in his own direction and leaving comicpress.org by the wayside. You can read his full, I guess, press release at comicpress.net.
See, here's a good example, if I may, on why people should be sure to try and catch us when we do the recordings, is because Frumpf is actually in the chat room right now. Hey, Frumpf, and is correcting you.
Right.
He actually took over at version 2.8. They stopped at 2.7 when he took over, and he waved. He says Hi Fest. So be sure to check in with the Webcomic Beacon when we do the live recordings, because it's always a good time to get in on that party train.
And we're going to work on having Frump come on the main show at some point, because we've talked about Strip Show, we talked about Inkblot. We have yet to get him on a show, so look for that in the future. Right now, we'll go to Alex with our final bit of news.
All right, our fine hosts at the Rampage Network. Over the summer, we celebrated our 7th anniversary, and now we're having a contest. We have... That's actually some really great packages. There's 2 prize packages you can win. It includes a Blade Runner LED umbrella, a steampunk firearm, a black aviator cap or a Victorian coachman hat, a custom pair of steampunk goggles, and a Wacom Intuos 4. The large one. And there's 2 of these prize packages. And if you want to enter to win, you just need to go to rampagenetwork.com/contest, and there is a live tweet box with what you need to win, and you can enter once a day through Christmas Eve, looks like. So yeah, mostly it's just been other Rampage Network members tweeting.
Yeah,
this,
if you're out there and you're listening to this, and the dateline hasn't passed yet. Seriously, like, triple boners on this. Like, go try for it. Actually, don't try for it, because I'm trying for it. Can I do that? Sure. And I don't want you to win, so stay away. But this is an amazing prize package. Yeah. So go ahead.
I just need to point out all the wonderful sponsors of this contest. Once again, the Blade Runner style LED umbrella is from ThinkGeek.com. The Colonel J. Fuzzywig steampunk firearm is also from ThinkGeek.com. Black aviator hat or the Victorian coachman hat, those are from FuzzHats.com. Customized pair of basic steampunk goggles, that is from phfactor.wofs. And the Wacom Intuos 4 large tablets are from Wacom. So yeah, we think
I
our...
need to pretend to run a contest just so I can get a Wacom from them. Oh, so cool. Yes, so all hail our Rampage Network overlords.
Yay!
Proudly hosting the Webcomic Beacon since episode 35.
Wow. Proudly?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I think so.
And both Garanos and Alex's Guide are part of the collective too, so.
Yep.
Oh, awesome.
Bonus.
Okay, well, do we have any other business, ladies and germs?
Yes, and actually I need to answer in the chat room. If you listen to the DVD that comes with when you buy a Wacom tablet, they do say Wacom. A little bit, it's British as well, but it's I've heard it's definitely called Wacom.
I'm trying to think of a good whack-a-mole joke, but I know there is one.
We're out of time anyway.
I think I'll use that for my next pun day.
Fair enough. All right. Well, we're out of time anyway, so thank you all so much for listening. Thanks to the chat room for coming by. Thanks to everyone that made the show possible. Once again, this has been the Webcomic Beacon, episode 149, the newscast for December 12th. Come check us out, all this and more, webcomicbeacon.com, where you can see links to all the things that we've covered today and a whole lot more. Again, I've been Ross Scott of the System, Alex from alexsguide.net, and Fess from PsyWebcomic.com, PSIWebcomic.com. And thank you all so much for tuning in. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We need like a tagline to go out on.
That's your job.
Okay. Peanut butter and jelly, folks. Peanut butter and jelly.
Tune in for more at WebcomicBeacon.com.